Kanye, or Yee, or whatever the heck he calls himself. But he is back in the news today because he's upset at being blocked by the Jewish media. West, of course, was blocked from Twitter and Instagram following an anti-Semitic rant that was spawned when he was trying to defend his White Lives Matter shirt. And so he decided to go all wonky and angry and made another rant threatening to go DEFCON 3 on Jews. And so he got kicked off of social media. And now in response to getting kicked off, he has done this podcast over the weekend where he accuses Jewish people of having, quote, owned the black voice and warned they had poked the bear too blank and long. He said either it's through us wearing the Ralph Lauren shirt, or it's all of us being signed to a record label, or having a Jewish manager, or being signed by a Jewish basketball team, or doing a movie on a Jewish platform like Disney. People are getting screwed by the Jewish media. So he's basically played into every anti-Jewish conspiracy theory that alleges somehow Jews have control of the world. It's like this secret mission Jews are on. No one else knows that despite the fact that there's less than 15 million Jews in the whole world, it's the Jews that are going to take over, right? But that is why he's playing with it. I think what's most alarming about what he spews is just how widely accepted or ignored it will be by the mainstream. Let us bring in Avi Ben-Lolo to this conversation, founder and chairman of Abraham Global Peace Initiative. Great to have you.
Thank you very much for having me, Alex.
So there was the first offensive rant, and now a second one. Let's get your reaction to the second, treasure trove of what he had to say.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's an unbelievable situation, really, where you have a celebrity of this stature with such a substantial following that is making, you know, these really nasty statements against a religious group, really, an identifiable group, the Jewish community. To us, it's absolutely shocking, really intolerable, very upsetting, and I think very dangerous. And that's what I'm very concerned about.
Yeah, because it puts an unfair and unwarranted target on Jews. And interestingly, you had just written a piece for the National Post where you talk about the fact that after his first unleashing, that celebrities had started to come out and take a stand against his words and anti-Semitism as a whole, but they're mostly Jewish. If this were racism, everyone would have something to say. But when it's anti-Semitism, it's very few, far and few, who will actually speak up to it.
Yeah, Alex, and that's the point that I was making, that you had people like David Schwimmer as an example, who really spoke out very strongly and put out a statement, a very accurate statement condemning Kanye, and certainly, noting that about, at least in the U.S., 60% of all hate crime incidents are against the Jewish people. And we know very similar statistics are here in Canada. And so, what you're seeing, unfortunately, Schwimmer, Sarah Silverman, and others, that it's mostly coming out of the Jewish community. Now, I can't tell you that I've monitored every single celebrity and heard what they've said, but I can tell you that, we feel that had this been an incident against any other community, whether the black community, gay community, women, etc., we should all be speaking out against it, every single one of us. And there should not be silence. What's actually most hurtful is that the Jewish community has always stood by the black community. We stood by them in the civil rights movement. I have friends who marched alongside them during the civil rights movement. And so, we were there. We spoke out. And so to see this anti-Semitism come out of members of that community, and it's not the first time, is really, really upsetting. And it's not understanding history. It's not understanding the relationship, the strong relationship to oppressed peoples, to oppressed groups who have worked historically together to gain civil rights, now are at odds with one another. And for what reason? I actually don't get it.
Yeah, and the problem is if you ignore or normalize what he has said, Yee or Kanye, whatever the hell his name is these days, you know, you're enabling that. I mean, it starts with the Jews and then it trickles down to other groups, whether it's the blacks, whether it's the gays, you know. It's not that Hitler only had his eyes set on the Jews. They were the worst, but he had lots of plans to get rid of anybody who didn't conform to what he felt was accepted. But, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, there's headlines all the time. Barbara Streisand recently made comments about these Jewish-free zones. I mean, I thought this story would get a lot more attention, but Berkeley putting out a notice that they were going to make areas where we're going to have Jew-free zones. Like, what the, like, that's happening in American universities, and it, like, it's met with a shrug?
Yeah, and you know, what is happening at American universities, and even in our own universities, and I can get into a story that just happened at the University of Waterloo just this past week, just a few days ago, you know, would shock people. You know, if any other community, religious community, was as targeted as the Jewish community, you know, through vandalism, abusive behavior by professors, and you know, Jewish kids, you know, hesitant to write particular articles, limiting their own free speech, you know, afraid to walk on campus with a Jewish star or with a, you know, with a kippah, with the, you know, religious head covering. You know, that is something that is unheard. We haven't seen that since, you know, the 1930s and 40s. And so the question really for everybody is, you know, this is a symptom of something else. It's not just about the Jewish community. There's another thing that is going on here in our society, and everybody is at peril. I tell people this when I lecture. You know, you may be ignoring or looking at, you know, the other way, but you know what? They're going to come after your family just the same. They're going to start with us, and then they're going to go to the next person and the next person, because hate doesn't stop. It just feeds into itself. And so, you know, what you're seeing with Kanye motivating now possibly millions of people to believe these hateful tropes, very dangerous.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going to happen with what he has said or the backlash. I mean, you know, he's getting kind of isolated. But again, I don't know if that will be enough. But sadly,
you know, that
if you're...
Isolation,
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, sorry to interrupt you, but I was just going to say that isolation, by the way, that it actually feeds, it's actually a catch-22, because now what he's saying
is... Because it's the Jews doing it, right? The Jews own everything, so we're just going to silence.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been silenced, I've been taken off of this and this media forum, and, you know, my concerts have been canceled, and it's all their fault, so here you go. So now I'm proving exactly what I've said, which is not true, of course. And so, you know, this is something that is really unfortunate. He's triggering a cycle, really, that is very, very dangerous, I think, for our society.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, if you're offended by Kanye West and yet silent about the hiring of a guy like Laith Maroof, which apparently it has barely been met with a shrug. No one's even had to resign over it. Barely an explanation.
Right.
The prime minister certainly hasn't. I mean, again, we've got a government here in this country that hired a Jew hater to literally teach broadcasters, you know, about Jew hate, when he's the one who's voicing his want to shoot Jews, which he refers to as human bags of feces, then I don't think, Avia, that a lot of people understand what Jew hate is, frankly.
No, I don't think so either. And it's a big scandal in our own country with this, and the Trudeau government unfortunately hasn't acted sufficiently to remedy this and to show the Jewish community that really it's regretful and it means business. You know, it's a very big concern. There are double standards when it comes to the Jewish community. We're feeling that our own civil rights right now are being impinged. And as I said, this just happened at the University of Waterloo, where a speaker was being brought in by the arts department, not by a student group, but by actually the faculty and the actual administration. And the speaker, you know, was, is someone that is very controversial on the Middle East issue, and was creating a lot of distress in the Jewish students on university campuses. And the fact is that when there's anti-Semitism on university campuses and you have Jewish students saying, I'm not really feeling comfortable about this, it's going to heighten, issues against us, and this guy is not particularly telling the truth, yet they still let him on and they let him speak as part of very high level lecture on the university, ignoring the Jewish students and a Jewish organization as well. So this is the climate. This is the double standard that is happening because, you know, if it was a women's group and again a gay group or any other group that brought attention that a particular speaker, was hurtful and harmful and could possibly potentially sow division, probably the university would take, a step back and say, let's reevaluate this. It's causing a lot 100%. Of concern on our campus. And that is not what is happening anywhere. The only civil rights that are being trampled on is the Jewish community, and we have to say why.
Yeah, well, like I said, you ignore this hate, and then eventually it gets to all the other groups, and they'll say, well, how did this happen? We'll say, well, you let this happen. You did it to yourselves. All right, we'll keep talking about it, Avi. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, that Alex.
Avi Ben-Lolo joining us with the Abraham Global Peace Initiative. Sadly, we'll continue having to talk about this because it is always being met with a shrug.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.